Wrestling Informant 24/7. WrestlingInformant.com.
Good evening, everybody. This is Wrestling Informant Radio, WrestlingInformant.com. How's it going, everybody? My name is Gary Cantrell. That's Chris McManamy on the other side. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day, a wonderful week, whenever you're listening to this. This is episode number 40 of Wrestling Informant Radio. And what is today? Wednesday, the May the 13th. I may have said that already. I may have not. I don't know. And what's up, Chris? How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Got a little music this time around. Something a little bit different. We're trying it out because we have more than one live show here on the station tonight, and I thought it would be nice to have professional music on the show now all of a sudden. So
it's a nice way to celebrate.
Hope you people like it, and I think It's a permanent change, basically. That's the best way I can say it. So that's what the deal is. Anyway, enough of the in-house. Is there music? Is there not? Wrestling Informant Radio. Lots going on. Payback this Sunday live on pay-per-view on the WWE Network. Lots to discuss there. Dean effing Ambrose. I have that on the top of our notes this week, Chris.
Yeah, I see it. It's right there. It's in all caps.
I want to apologize to one Dean Ambrose, as Seth Rollins might say.
He said his name. Don't worry.
Yeah, you know what? We just had so much going on last week. So many things we're discussing and all this stuff that...
It was just a lot. It was a lot going on.
Somehow we missed one detail, and luckily we didn't get a whole lot of people beating us up over it, but... We missed one small detail that Dean Ambrose got added to the main event of Payback somehow, because we're talking about 10 other things. But anyway, yes, Dean Ambrose in the main event of Payback. We will talk about the entire Payback card here in the next 58 minutes or less, because, you know, now that we've got this new live format here on the station on the Wednesdays, as you know, outside interference is following us at 9 p.m. East. So, you know, we kind of got to walk that fine line of podcasters versus live and walk that tightrope, if you will.
It's tough to do.
It is tough to do.
Yeah.
So I hope people will bear with us as we make this transition, because normally we talk only to the podcast people. That is our bread and butter. That is our bulk and majority of listeners. And we do appreciate, of course, every single one of you. But now we've got a live audience as well, that we actually acknowledge and act like they're here for once. So we do have outside interference coming up after this. And if you're listening to us in the podcast world, do nothing different other than just listen to outside interference on WrestlingInformant.com. Boom, there it is.
Yep, and download away, people.
Download away. That's what Chris says.
Yep.
So I think the first thing we've got to get into, obviously, you know, we've had this talk, I think, 2 weeks ago now about Daniel Bryan, about the whole he got sent home. Nobody knows what the hell's going on. We got MRIs, possible surgeries. Who the heck knows? And right now, he has given up the IC title on Raw this past week. And the future, fair to say, is uncertain for this young fellow. Jesus Christ, he's the same age as us. I don't know what I'm saying.
Old Man River.
Old Man River. Yeah, I once heard that as a critique of me. People said, Gary, you talk like you're about 10 years older than you are. Maybe that's true. I don't know.
Wise beyond your years.
I don't know if it's quite that. I may just be stupid. I have no idea. But look, so Daniel Bryan, he has relinquished the Intercontinental Championship. We're not going to be seeing him wrestling in a ring probably anytime soon. This is very sad to see, but... You know, this guy has got some issues, man. He's got to take care of his issues.
Well, yeah, health's got to be number one. And it sounds like that he's definitely not one of those guys that just ignores it and fights through it. He's definitely taking it seriously. And I'm glad that he's got that at the front of his mind.
Definitely. I mean, I'm, you know, I just, I wish the guy all the best, quite frankly. I wish that everything turns out okay for this guy.
Hope so too.
I just hope that he takes care of himself first and foremost and gets the care he needs. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what you got to do. You got to take care of your body first and foremost, and, you know, the rest kind of falls into place. Obviously, the guy has an immense talent. If he could get his body at truly 100%, I think he's unstoppable. I think that's a fair thing to say.
Yeah, it's obvious. We've seen his track record has proven that he is unstoppable when he is healthy.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fantastic talent. This guy can go with anybody. You know, I mean, we've seen the great matches with the likes of John Cena, and, you know, in 2013, he made Randy Orton and Batista look good in a WrestleMania match. I mean, he said a lot of good things, so let's not discount that. So, it's like, part of me is kind of like, you know what, if it ends up being really bad, maybe he just needs to kind of, you know, I don't know who I am to say this, but maybe he might want to think about walking away if it ends up being too bad. Like, you know, at what point does it become worth it to try to come back if you're having so many problems? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these injuries are going to catch up with them. I mean, they already have, but I mean, it could be even worse. Like, look at Corey Graves, Edge. I mean, these guys that were in their prime, ready to go, and then all of a sudden injuries force them to hang it up.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta walk away. And obviously, there's a lot of people screaming right now through their headphones saying, why would you want him to leave? I don't want him to leave. I'm only thinking he should leave if it's really too bad. In other words, I don't want the guy to force his body beyond what it should be. And I'm sure that WWE and their medical staff is going to make sure that he does not do anything, let's say, crazy, if you know what I mean. I just wish the guy well. I don't want to see him go out there and you know, snapping his damn neck or, you know, his shoulder or whatever many couple problems he's had. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So, no more IC title for Daniel Bryan. And this is kind of a bummer because, I mean, let's be honest. You look at what John Cena has done with the U.S. title. We talked about previously, before Bryan won the IC title, we talked about what kind of good he could bring to this title, what kind of legitimacy he could bring to this title. And here we are at pretty much the same time of the year as last year. And he's walking away for a while and relinquishing his championship.
Right, because, I mean, yeah, exactly. We've been saying that the IC title needs to mean something. They need to put it on somebody that's going to do something with it. And now we're back to vacant.
That's correct.
We've gone right back to where we started, so we're right back at square one.
Yeah, it's a real bummer. It's a real, real bummer. So I hope he does well. I hope he gets the help he needs. I hope that if it comes down to surgery, he gets the damn surgery. You know, that we've seen on like the Total Divas and stuff before, and some of that stuff, I guess, is kind of a shoot where, you know, talking about how he didn't really want to do like the surgery. He wanted to kind of like try to like naturally heal it. And sometimes you just got to do the surgery. You know, sometimes you just have to go that route. You can't just let it heal on its own.
Right. Yeah. Not every injury is like that.
Yeah. This might be the time. And again, I'm not his doctor. I don't have his record in front of me, but I'm just kind of, you know, guessing around what may be the issue, speculating as anybody else could, because quite frankly, no one knows. But if it needs surgery, get the damn surgery. Even if you don't come back, get the surgery. Do what's right for you.
Right.
You got a good looking wife, you know, go home and you know, be family man and all that stuff. You know, you don't owe anybody anything. Maybe sometimes these guys feel like they owe the fans something. They got to stick around longer than they should. Or maybe they're greedy for money or whatever it could be. But I just hope that he does what he should for him, ultimately. So, that's my take on Daniel Bryan. I don't want to drone on for too long about it because I feel like we've had this talk a couple of times in the last few weeks because we get new information and then it's kind of like, well, it's time to revisit it. And, yeah, so.
I think we've covered it enough.
We certainly have. So Daniel Bryan, get well, my friend. Whether you're sticking around or you're leaving or whatever you're doing, please just get yourself well. That's all I care about. I care about the health of Daniel Bryan. You've given me enough great entertainment over the years. If this is it, Thank you. That's all I have to say. Like the guy. Thank you. All right. Moving right along here. Got to talk about this Elimination Chamber. I know we have Payback this Sunday, but we got the news that the Elimination Chamber is returning. What do you think about the Elimination Chamber, Chris?
I love the Elimination Chamber, and honestly, I did not even see this coming.
I don't think anybody did.
Nobody did. And I think it's, although I don't like it that it's its own pay-per-view. I liked it when it was, much like the Money in the Bank, when it was a specialty match in one of the other pay-per-views.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's peppered right in between Payback and then next month, it seems like it's crowding it a little too much.
It's on the last day of the month.
Yeah.
You know what that means? I mean, look, it's the end of the month, and they're having the free month of May. So everybody gets May for free. That's a new sign up, or if you're like one of the tricky people that, you know, quits and re-signs up and all that stuff. You know, the people that just, for whatever reason, don't want to pay the $10, but they want the network, but they just have to be cheap, you know, bastards about it and do shady, shady business to get their network because $10 is too much to ask. Anyway, I'm not going to go on the piracy rant, but you get it. But
yeah.
Well, it's not really piracy, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
But it's at the end of May, and it's on the last day of the month. The pay-per-view ends just before the next day begins, and I believe that the people that sign up for May to get May free, they're probably going to be billed on June 1, so maybe they're just thinking, hey, maybe these people just, you know, they'll go to bed and they won't cancel right after the show, and we'll just get to bill them. Because maybe I think like a few weeks after that, they have to report the numbers again, the network numbers. So they want a high number. And I believe the last time they checked in, they were at like 1,300,000 or something like that.
Yeah. It's like 1.3. That sounds about right.
So I don't know that the number's bad right now. I mean, I can't imagine it would be with April is free. May is free. But they could almost have like a free month nearly every month with the exception of like the Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam. They may just do this free month thing like every month or whatever.
Except for the big four.
Yeah. But you got these shady people, man. They just want to, they want to do this whole cancel and re-sign up and cancel and re-sign up. And to me, I just don't get that. Now, look, if you're somebody that can't get the network, if you live in like the farm area and the internet's not so great, you know, I understand that section of people that can't get the network. But if you have the means and $10 is just too much to ask, I find that to be a little bit crazy.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
if you don't like the product and you want to cancel, that's one thing. But deliberately canceling and re-signing up on the free month, I mean, that's just, you know, that's just lame, man.
Yeah, that's cheat. That's cheating the system there. That's not cool.
Yeah, I don't like that. You know, they're trying to bring out this cool service and, you know, it works really, really well. But, you know, when people are just doing that, I mean, that's not cool. I mean, how do you expect them to make any kind of money on this thing? I mean, because this could all just end at any time.
Right, and of course that impacts the numbers too, because I mean these people didn't really stop watching; they just canceled, started. So unless they have some kind of system in place that detects that, their numbers are going to be skewed. But I, we don't know how many people are actually doing that, but
yeah,
it could skew the numbers that way.
I mean, look, folks, pay per view is not completely dead yet. I mean, Mayweather and Pacquiao just sold 4.4 million pay-per-views, ladies and gentlemen, at $100 a copy. Okay? You know, if this thing flunks and Vince has had it in him before to just drop things and cancel things, I think he's committed to this. But if people keep messing around with this stuff and they're not making the right amount of money, I mean, they may just say, the hell with you guys. We're going to go back on pay-per-view. And then everybody's going to pay $50 again.
Or the network subscribers will end up paying for it somehow.
Paying more.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Hell no.
If those things go back to 50, this site's shutting down. And I'm quitting this podcast. I'm just saying that right now. I'm not even kidding. I'll shut this whole damn thing down.
If Vince shuts down, we shut down.
Yeah. So don't do that. Stop being dicks. Pay the $10, idiots. Jesus Christ. So anyway, Elimination Chamber is coming back. We've got, what is it? The tag belts are going to be defended in there. The IC title is going to be defended in there. Not a bad deal, huh?
Nah, not at all.
So I guess that the WWE title probably won't be defended in there. That it's just going to be the mid-card and the... But I mean, that's not a bad thing, but man, you almost maybe you just hold every damn match in a chamber or something. I don't know.
Right, just put every match in the chamber. Why not?
Yeah. Hey,
just like how TNA had their lockdown. Every match was in the cage. Put every match inside the chamber. Why not?
God, that would bring out the TNA lovers. See, guys, I told you WWE's just copying everything TNA does.
Oh, God.
They're ripping off lockdown. Jesus Christ.
I think I just riled up the TNA marks.
There you go. Hey, you know what, though? I wouldn't actually mind seeing that. That might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, because you see some of these feature pay-per-views where they do like the TLC and then Extreme Rules where not every match is the gimmick.
Yeah.
But in this case, every match make it the gimmick. Put every match in the chamber.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
I just wonder if they have, you know, enough wrestlers to fill out all the pods for every match.
That's true.
Unless you have like a singles match in the Elimination Chamber, although then again, it's really not. Yeah. At that point, you kind of lose the whole focus of elimination aspect of the match.
Kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah. Although it'd still be a nice visual, I guess. I don't know.
That is a pretty cool structure.
It is, man. Just have like a way to like slide out the pods or something for like the main event or something. And then you just got these guys fighting in a circular cage. You could do that. I don't know. I'm just talking stupid now, but it's coming up, guys, May the 31st. And again, I mean, I'm glad it's not going up to, I'm glad it's not even going to be on pay-per-view because at that point, man, man, if I had to pay $50 twice in 1 month, I'd be pissed. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not even offering this on regular pay-per-view. It's only going to be on the network.
Exclusive. More of this exclusive content. I do like that.
I like that, too.
That they're having more content that you can only get on the network.
Exactly. It's good stuff all around. Really, it is. Let's see here. So we got the Elimination Chamber coming up on the 31st of May. Payback is this Sunday. We can talk about that now. Yep. Let's see if we can't, get a card pulled up for this thing.
I already got it.
Oh, you already, well, good God, man. You're right on top.
I'm on fire. I got all these cards pulled up.
Okay. All right. We'll start it from the bottom. Now we hit, then we'll work our way up to the top. What do we got?
Oh my God.
That was a bad joke. Course. Yeah, I know.
I'm laughing at that, but then
I tried to be clever.
Combined with what I'm looking at right now as the, on the kickoff show.
Okay.
Curtis Axel and Macho Mandow versus The Ascension.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get to see that act on Raw. I think they cut it from the Hulu thing.
Oh, it was so weird. It was so weird.
Now, was it as good as the internet was making it out to be, or was it bad? I mean, be honest.
It was bad.
Don't add the internet Mark Lather to it. What was it?
Oh, no, it was bad. It was just beyond bad. It was so lame.
It wasn't like he just came out and cut a promo and nailed it or anything.
No, I mean, I applaud Damian Sandow for doing what he's doing, but this segment was just awful. And the announcers is totally, even the announcers like, oh, they're trying to recreate the mega powers and it stinks. And I just thought it was bad.
So the announcers took a crap on it.
Yep.
And so the acting was bad, or what they scripted for him was bad? I mean, give me the lowdown on this thing.
Yeah, because I mean, they tried to set it up like it was the Mega Powers back at WrestleMania 5.
Really?
Where they're fighting each other, and then the Ascension comes out, and then they take out the Ascension, and then they try to recreate that whole moment where they kind of back into each other. Savage and Hogan did.
Oh, good
Lord. And then the whole handshake thing. It's just a bad. And they even talked about this on the Raw kickoff show.
So it didn't even work.
No way.
Man.
They even talked about it on the kickoff show. Like it's not even a good impression of Macho Man. It's just a bad impression.
So basically, they took something that might have been cool for like the mid card, and the between the announcers and what they were given, they just clowned these guys right down to zero.
Oh, yeah. Right down to zero. It just became a complete joke.
Jesus Christ.
Whether they intended it to be a joke or not, it was just lame.
That's what I don't get. It's like, you know, they have something that goes on Raw or whatever it is, and they just have the announcers clown the hell out of it. Before the viewer gets a chance to give it its own reaction, you got JBL or somebody.
This
is awful, Michael. This is awful.
Yeah, Michael Cole.
Yeah, it's just like, what?
Oh, turn it off. Michael Cole, turn it off. Yeah. This is a travesty.
It's like they crap on it before you get a chance to really feel it out. And then, of course, JBL, you listen to them and you're like, oh, yeah, of course, this sucks. Yeah, yeah.
JBL being JBL. I thought it stunk even before JBL opened his mouth.
All right, well, fair enough.
JBL just shot it down like right away.
So this is on the pre-show.
Yeah, this is the kickoff show, yeah.
Oh, the kickoff show. Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't even know. I mean, I guess the Mega Powers, do I even want to call it that? I guess they win.
The Mega Jobbers?
The Mega Jobbers, that might work. I'm guessing they win because, you know, God forbid they do anything with the Ascension, so maybe... Macho Mandow and Curtis Axel Mania or whatever the hell, I guess they win. And then they like tease Dissension after like a week or something. I guess that's just an honest guess at what they'll probably do. I don't know.
That's the only thing I can think of. And then everybody on Twitter was like, oh, there, you got the Mega Powers versus LOD wannabes. I'm like, oh God.
Nah. Yeah. So what do you think? How's it going to go down?
I don't know. I feel bad for the Ascension at this point.
Well, you got to make a pick.
Oh, I got to go with the Mega Jobbers.
All right, the Mega Jobbers it is. What's next?
All right, we got King Barrett versus Neville.
I like the King Barrett stuff.
I love it.
People may crap on me for saying this, and well, quite frankly, I don't care. It's my show. Look, I like this better than the Bad News thing, to be honest with you. That may be stretching it. I do.
Yeah, that is a stretch because I love the Bad News stuff. We had the podium come up.
Yeah, and that was
great. But yeah, this almost takes it to a whole new level.
The King stuff looks good on him, and I'm not trying to be like weird or anything, but the
he wears it well.
The King stuff looks good on him. The talking he was doing on Raw sounded good. He sounded believable, is what I'm trying to get at.
Yep, talking down to everybody and the arrogance.
Yeah,
especially towards Jerry Lawler.
I think he plays the King act pretty damn well. I like it better than the Bad News. That's just me. But obviously, WWE, they're going with it. And I say job well done. I like it.
Yeah.
So he's fighting Adrian Neville. And I feel like these guys, they're going to go out there and have a hell of a match.
Oh, yeah, they are. This will probably steal the show.
They've had, what, two or three matches already prior?
In the King of the Ring finals.
And then wasn't there like one other match they had and maybe like on a Raw or something?
It was the kickoff show at the last pay-per-view.
Yes. So these guys are going to go out and have a terrific match. I mean, I think it goes without saying really, but yeah, I expect them to have a great match. And if I had to guess, you almost have to have King Barrett go over.
King Barrett. Yep.
It's gotta be right. I mean, Adrian Neville, of course you want to see, Neville. God forbid you say his name.
Yeah, no kidding. Last name only.
I mean, I guess you want him to get some wins in there somewhere, but I mean, this guy just won King of the Ring, so he's got to win some matches.
Right, he's got to be that dominant heel that everybody hates.
I don't think Wade Barrett should lose a single match, like, anytime soon.
Ever. Even into the next year's King of the Ring. Just have him just keep going.
That's clearly not going to happen, but that'd
be fun to see.
I feel that he should not lose a single match because in my opinion, and back me up if I'm right, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like you should almost hold the King of the Ring win as if it's a championship.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, because I remember it used to be that would get you the number one contender for the title at SummerSlam.
Right.
Used to be, but yeah, this should be like a title in its own right.
Really should be. That's the way they should treat this thing. No question.
Either an opportunity for the championship or treat it as if it is a championship.
Well, it should be an opportunity for a title. I think that, you know, they should go old school. King of the Ring guy gets groomed up for the SummerSlam main event.
Yep.
Well, obviously he won the King of the Ring a little earlier than previous. King of the Ring used to be in June, for those that may not remember, maybe you're a new wrestling fan or whatever.
It was its own pay-per-view.
Yeah. It was in June. So whoever won that would generally go on to SummerSlam and face the champion. And then there was a couple of In Your Houses at some point where maybe they'd go on to like fight him at like an In Your House or something like that. But I like that idea. I think that, you know, if you're going to give somebody the moniker of King of the Ring, I mean, goddamn, they shouldn't be losing anything. And they should be on a collision course for a championship opportunity at some point down the road. So that's my whole King of the Ring spiel. And that said, now, King Barrett should win.
Yeah. Now, do you think that should be like for the WWE championship or maybe like a mid-card title? Like the US or IC title?
Well, I mean, in current day WWE,
they're
probably thinking that it has to go for a mid-card title. If it's my call, this person goes for the top prize because it does one of two things. Okay. First of all, it legitimizes the King of the Ring winner again. It's not just a guy who's mid-card and he goes on and has a bunch of matches on Raw and whatever. The second thing it does is it gives the WWE champion someone new to work with, because here's the thing. All too often we see a champion, WWE champion, who faces the same guy 3 or 4 months in a row.
Yep.
And then when that cycle's over, they go on to their next feud and then they face that person 3 or 4 months in a row.
Right.
So to break that structure up a little bit and to add something that I don't think takes a whole lot to do creatively, just an opinion of mine, you give this King of the Ring guy the world title opportunity, and then, hey, there, now you got something. Now you got something snappy.
And another thing I think they should do, because they had the qualifying matches on Raw, but those qualifying matches should have been opening round matches in the tournament. So you got your opening round in the King of the Ring, then you got your semifinals. You know, just make the tournament bigger. You still have your qualifying matches on Raw, but expand the tournament.
Yeah, I like it. Give it some legitimacy.
Yep.
So anyway, King Barrett, yes, I know internet fans will kill me. Oh, Adrian Neville should win something, or Neville should win something.
Yeah, because he's from NXT. He should win everything. Not in this case. King Barrett's on a roll.
He is good, though. He is good. He will have his day.
No. He will. He is awesome, and he will have his wins, just not this time.
Were you all not entertained with his match with John Cena? There's that word, entertained.
Entertained.
I mean, good Lord, these guys had an incredible match.
Oh, they did. That was incredible. That was unreal.
And I actually wasn't too mad about Rusev coming in and stopping it. You kind of
sniffed that one out.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll talk about that match at some point.
Yeah, it's coming up.
But You've got the Rusev and John Cena match. They're pushing for that. But Neville and John Cena have this great match on Raw, really exciting. And John Cena just puts this guy over like $1 million.
Yep, sure did.
So haters,
no question,
keep hating. John Cena puts this guy over like $1 million, and then Rusev takes out Neville, so Neville doesn't actually get pinned. This is the one time where you could actually defend a cheap finish, not to be confused with the Kane and Big Show cheap finishes in the main event of every pay-per-view and ends of Raws and all that stuff. This one protects Neville and pushes forward to a match at the pay-per-view. I have no problem with it. No problem at all.
Zero.
Zero problem. So
yeah, I have to applaud John Cena for this U.S. Open Challenge, because he's been putting everybody over.
We say it every week, and I'll continue to say it, how good this thing is.
It's fun.
I dare somebody to bring the heat to me and tell me how wrong I am about this Open Challenge. This Open Challenge rules.
It sure does.
I used to criticize John Cena on our old podcast all the time.
Oh, man, it was John Cena Burial Fest.
Yeah, but it's good now. Trust me.
It's entertaining. There you go. Entertaining.
There's that damn word again. You got to watch out for that word.
Buzzword. Watch out for that buzzword.
Yeah. So right. I think we agree. King Barrett.
Yeah, King Barrett. Long way around, but yeah, King Barrett.
All right, what's the next match, please?
Oh, boy. Not a kiss me arse match, but it's Dolph Ziggler and Sheamus one more time.
You say one more time like it's over. I don't think it's over yet.
No, I doubt it.
Unless they say it one more time on the website, in which case it absolutely means it's not one more time. But
no, there's like no, it's like the shortest description. If any superstar is out for payback this Sunday, it's Dolph Ziggler against Sheamus.
Hey, what the hell is this jean jacket Dolph Ziggler's wearing? Oh, what is that all about?
I don't know. The jean jacket and the headband, like it's 1986 all over again.
I don't get this look, man.
Did he have eyeliner on? Did I notice that?
Yeah, he kind of looked like.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah, people may not get the reference unless they've seen the movie. But Mark Wahlberg in Rockstar, the movie Rockstar, where he wants to be the singer like that guy or whatever. And Mark Wahlberg's wearing the eyeliner and he's working on the office copy machine. And the guy looks at him like, is that eyeliner? So anyway, Dolph Ziggler kind of looked like a younger Mark Wahlberg from Rockstar only.
Yeah, that's exactly what I saw. Is that eyeliner?
Yeah, he looked kind of whack, man. Like, it's already bad enough that he looks like Billy Gunn and all that stuff, but I mean, he's a great wrestler. I'm not trying to take anything away from his ability.
Oh, yeah, you better backtrack that real quick, because all the Ziggler marks, oh, buried Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Talking about him like that, he's the greatest wrestler ever. He needs a bigger push.
Yeah. some girl would be like Ziggles forever or some stuff.
Yeah, she's got the Dolph Ziggler background on her Twitter, and like Ziggler fan forever is their handle.
That's just funny, man.
You know that's out there. You know somebody has that out there.
You know what he did? He did post a picture on his Twitter here. And I'm looking at this. I'm looking at his eyes right now. I know that sounds kind of weird, but the eyeliner is definitely there's definitely eyeliner there. What is that?
I don't know. I thought I was like, what is going on?
What the hell is he doing?
I have no idea.
Oh my God.
Damn it! This is funny. Let's put eyeliner on him.
I don't know, man. I need to. I need to find a photo of the Mark. I need to pull up like one of those photo apps where you put the photos side by side.
Yeah,
and like you get a screen like grab of Mark Wahlberg and then and Dolph Ziggler from Raw, and I guarantee you guys will get the joke at that point.
Oh yeah.
Seriously. Oh my God. That's that's wild. But anyway, who's gonna win this match? I think it's gonna be Sheamus.
Yeah, I'm going Ziggler.
You're gonna go Ziggler. I'm gonna go Ziggler. I like the new Sheamus a lot.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I definitely like this new Sheamus, and they gave him a better theme music. Not crazy about the hair, but oh well.
Hey, the hair looked better this week. I'm not trying to like, you know, be homo for Sheamus or anything, but the hair was much improved this week. The slick back deal, I like that. It's better than the mohawk thing. I'm just saying. I'm a hair guy, all right?
Yeah, not a fan of the mohawk.
I mean, I can't do your hair or anything, but I appreciate good hair. Let me clarify that for you, okay?
He's not styling anybody's hair.
No, it was all right. It's good. I even retweeted his tweet about the new look with the hair and everything. There you go. Yeah. All right. Give me the silence. Thank you.
Silence.
Let's make silence it more awkward, volumes. Shall we?
All right. Make it as uncomfortable as possible.
Fair enough. So you say Ziggler. I say Sheamus. Yeah. I think you're wrong, but we'll see. We'll see how this works out.
We'll see.
All right. What's the next match?
All right. We got the WWE Tag Team Titles as the New Day defends against Cesaro and Tyson Kidd in a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Ah, they're adding a little bit of a stip to this thing.
Yep. Now, is it me, or are they doing like the Freebirds used to do, where any two of the three can defend the titles?
I believe that's the situation they're in. I don't hate
like
it.
Like the Spirit Squad used to do. Any members of the team could defend the titles.
I don't hate it. It's okay with me. I'm just going to get my prediction right now. I think that the New Day is going to keep the titles here.
I was kind of thinking the same thing. I mean, if they're going this far and keeping this thing going as long as they have, the New Day always finding ways to win, Yeah, I don't know if it'll be a clean sweep, be too straight, but yeah, no, they'll definitely get the win.
Yeah, I think they're gonna get the win here. Just my opinion. I just don't see them giving up the title so damn early. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's over for them just yet.
Because they're getting some heat, and they're getting some momentum behind the Heat.
That's very true.
Yeah.
So
it'd be interesting to see how that plays out.
Definitely.
With the whole New Day Rocks thing, and everybody's chanting New Day sucks. I'm getting a kick out of it.
Yeah, I still want to see a little more character development though. Just a little bit more. I mean, I feel like they're maybe slow burning it, and they're gonna turn and do something with it. But I want to see something. I hope it's not one of the things where it leads to nothing. I hope it leads to something.
Yeah, I hope it just doesn't go away.
Yeah, fair enough. So I think it's gonna be the New Day. You say the New Day.
Yep.
Next match.
The aforementioned John Cena defending the United States title against Rusev in an I Quit match.
I think you got to go John Cena all the way, man. If this open challenge thing ends so soon, I'm going to be very disappointed.
This right here will just be fueled with a fire for the open challenge.
And I
because then he'll have the bragging rights. I was like, I'm never going to quit. I proved it at Payback. Come get some and all that.
Well, I like how he talks about, you know, it's the U.S. title. The U.S. is all about opportunity, you know, playing into the patriotic stuff.
Yeah.
The stuff he's given to say and all that works well with it. It fits the narrative and of the U.S., the United States and the U.S. championship and how we're built on opportunity. I like all that. It's good stuff. So I don't want to see him lose it just so, you know, so soon, but. Of course, then again, you got to think about, well, what about Rusev? I mean, This guy gets it. This Rusev, man, he gets it. He's a good heel. I like him a lot. I've said this before. I met the guy once. I think he really gets it. He's a hell of a hand, you know, hell of a talent. He's not a heel out there looking to get cheered.
Oh, he is super talented.
He's not trying to be way cool heel. You know, he's out there to get heat.
He's way ahead of his time.
He's fantastic. And I think personally that, yeah, you know, he loses here, but I think that they can get something back with this guy. They can have him bounce back a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. It'd be interesting to see what they do with Lana.
That's the other thing. So I guess they're trying to break these two up.
Yep. That's the wild card right there in this match. Lana, she's going to be a factor.
I don't like the whole idea of the breakup thing. I've been vocal about that, but I'm optimistic that maybe they'll have something creative, but I don't like it. But I want to see Rusev, like this whole thing. Like, I know we're going to talk about the main event with, you know, the Fatal 4-Way, and you got Roman Reigns, all stuff. Cause you know, I've got in the notes here about Roman Reigns. He's moving on to Kane here from the Big Show.
Oh.
And it's just, you know, it's like he had to go from one to the other. I want to see feud with somebody else, like a Rusev or even like a Bray. I know Bray Wyatt's doing the thing with Ryback, and we'll talk about that because that match is coming up well. But I want to see, you know, because Rusev, I think, could be good for a lot of people, like a Roman Reigns or like, you know, somebody. I want to see where Roman Reigns fuses with somebody like that, somebody that's on his level in terms of, you know, not being somebody that's been around for 15 to 20 years. You know, like a Big Show, like a Kane, fighting somebody that's current, that I want to see.
Because they could, like with a Rusev, they could even play up the Lesnar thing from Mania. Like, you saw he took Lesnar, here he is against Rusev. Let's see how he fares against another guy
I pitched a long time ago on this show for Rusev, and I said that if Reigns had won the title, you could have done like a Rusev and Reigns at SummerSlam. You could have built that up. And obviously I don't think we're going to see that, but that would have been something creative. It would have been different. You could have done it. It would have been interesting to me. Instead, we're going to get probably Roman Reigns versus Kane, Roman Reigns versus Big Show for the foreseeable future, and yawn, yawn, and more yawn. I think there's more to do with Roman Reigns. I'm not.
Oh God. And then we get Roman Reigns versus Kane and Big Show in a triple threat, and just everybody vomits.
Yeah. I don't want the listeners of this podcast to get confused. I'm not of the internet. I hate Roman Reigns thing. I'm not on that train. I'm on the Roman Reigns can do some cool stuff, but you need to put him with the right people. That's the train I'm on here. But anyway, we're not talking about him yet. We'll talk to, about him. Rusev, John Cena. I think John Cena wins. I think he's got to win. Continue the open challenge. It's money. And then with Rusev, you can figure it out what to do with him next. There's room for to do more with him as well.
I can't wait to see Rusev in the main event picture. Like that's the main event. I can't wait.
If it's not this year, it'll be next year. I promise you.
I cannot wait.
Unless he gets that in trouble
with something. That is going to be gold. That is going to be a gold mine when he's moved up to that level.
I want to see it. So what's the next match?
We just touched on it briefly. It's Ryback and Bray Wyatt.
See, now this to me, I've not been captivated with the promos of Bray Wyatt. And I look, a lot of people have said this, so I'm not inventing the wheel here. I'm not telling you something that you may not have heard already, but I just feel like a lot of times with the Bray Wyatt, he's just kind of like talking in circles. Nobody knows what the hell he's talking about. He's just talking, saying weird stuff. It's like background noise to me. This whole thing with the Ryback. Yes, I said the Ryback. I don't get it, man. I'm like, what is his name? John Hurt and Big. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I'm baffled by this. I mean, this literally makes no sense.
Yeah. And for the
record, I have no clue.
And for the record, it was Tom Hanks who first said, I don't get it in the movie. But then John Hurt cleverly and funnily repeated it 100 times. I don't get it. I don't get it. That should almost be a sound bar.
There should be a sound. Opinion. Yeah. Sound bar. Just start playing it on a loop.
Yeah. Every time
whenever
there's something
we get a Ryback. Yep.
Something that doesn't make sense.
I don't get it.
What don't you get?
I don't get it.
Give me the damn ball, Baskin. All right. There you go.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, I guess Bray Wyatt, I guess.
I
is he winning?
I'll go with that.
Is that the winner? I don't know. I
don't either.
What the hell it's do so you do weird. With this?
Does it go anywhere? I think this is one of those things we talked about where you want some character or some match to go lead to something. This leads to nothing.
I agree with you.
This leads to absolutely nothing.
Wholeheartedly.
Bray Wyatt. Yeah. Bray Wyatt.
Okay. Bray Wyatt. And more Bray Wyatt. All right. What's next?
We got the main event. The WWE World Heavyweight
Championship. Already? There's nothing else?
No. That's it.
Wow.
That is it. Yep. That is it.
So this is a fatal four-way.
Yep, and if Rollins does not retain the title, Kane is fired.
Oh, God. So now it's the same thing as last month. It's not about the title. It's about what's Kane going to do.
Exactly.
Is that what we're dealing with here?
Yes, because Triple H on Raw added a stipulation that says if Rollins does not retain, then you are no longer director of operations.
Can you turn down your headphones for a second?
Yeah.
Why the hell? We care about Kane so much. Why? Holy shit. Why do we care about Kane so much? Okay. Sorry. You can turn him back up now.
All right. You feel better?
Why? Why? Oh, God. You're talking about the WWE Championship, the most important title in the whole effing company, and we're worried about what's Kane going to do. So guess what? It means that there's going to be a cheap, screwy finish at this pay-per-view. Right?
And you know what's going to happen? Yeah, and you know what else is going to happen? You got four of the most talented guys on that roster in this one match.
And they're going to...
What are the announcers going to do?
What's Kane doing?
Exactly. Oh, you got to watch out for Kane. He's not doing... Even on Monday night when the three of them were picking apart Seth Rollins, they're like, oh, Kane's not doing anything. Kane's just standing there. What's Kane going to do? Oh, my God.
Why the hell do we care about Kane so much? That's what I want to know.
That devalues this match because this is going to be a great match, but they're going to devalue this.
Well, all four of those guys are going to go out there and have a great match. Let's just get that out of the way. Front and center. So, these guys are going to have a great match. It's going to blow the house down. I promise you, these four guys in the ring together are going to do some really cool stuff. It's going to be exciting. As far as the wrestling aspect, you will get some good stuff here. No question. But why does the focus have to be on Kane? This is the same thing that happened last year.
Yep.
You know, Daniel
Bryan. Last year.
No, hold on, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Daniel Bryan won the title, and what's the first damn thing he goes into? Kane.
Yep.
Seth Rollins, another undersized wrestler, goes into the world title. What's the first thing he's dealing with? Well, yes, he's wrestling Randy Orton, but it's a feud with Kane. It's always about the freaking Kane. All the time. I mean, come on. If this was Triple H winning the world title coming out of WrestleMania, I guarantee you the first guy he's feuding with is not Kane.
Not a chance.
Granted, it's probably six rematches of the guy he fought at Mania, or triple threat matches, or steel cage matches of rematches, or whatever, but it's not Kane. If Stone Cold Steve Austin's coming out of WrestleMania as a champion, the first guy he's fighting is not freaking Kane.
Not even the Big Show.
Oh my God, man. I am so baffled at this whole obsession and protection of Kane. Enough with this guy already. Seriously. I've had enough of this Kane already. I'm done with him. It's over. It's over. If one more WrestleMania goes by and somebody wins this title and the first thing they go into is Kane, I'm out. And I'm not like these people on the internet. I mean it. The site will close. This podcast will be over. I'm done. Oh my God. This Kane again. Enough with this Kane. Ugh. Ugh. Oh man. All right. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. And the other thing this does is it pretty much guarantees that Seth Rollins is going to retain.
Oh, no question. That goes without saying. And you know what else it means is that probably when the pinfall happens, guess who's going to eat that pin? Dean Ambrose. I promise you.
Oh, definitely.
Dean Ambrose was probably added to this match so they could protect Reigns and on Orton in this thing.
That poor bastard.
I know.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Remember back in October when he was Hell in the Cell, what was it? Dean Ambrose versus, Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose. I'm trying to spit this out. You know, Reigns was out with an injury.
And yeah, I remember.
They had this guy pushed to the freaking moon, it seemed like.
Oh, yeah, he was $1 million and just trying to get his hands on Seth Rollins and doing some of the best stuff on TV.
Then he got put in the Bray Wyatt vortex and sink down to nothing, even though the fans still believed in him, and he was putting on good matches, and so that was all fine and dandy. But as far as a stock value, it plummeted to the floor.
Right to obscurity.
And so now they're bringing him in this fatal four-way, and he's probably going to eat this pin. That's probably what's going to happen. Spoiler alert.
Probably. I don't think that's a spoiler at this point. I think that's just fact.
That's Captain Obvious, right?
Yep, Captain Obvious.
Good Lord. Okay. All right, so Seth Rollins likely going to win. Who gives a crap what Kane's doing? It's probably just something to hit somebody to help Seth win, probably.
Probably. And J&J Security will be involved. Blah, 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 blah.
It's really the same deal. I mean, look, I like Seth Rollins. I like him as the champion. I think he's tremendously talented. But it's just like the same thing with Daniel Bryan. You're wasting this stuff dealing with this Kane guy. It's enough with this Kane. I cannot stress that enough. Enough with the Kane. Yes, I realize I said the Kane. It just sounds better. I don't know why. I don't want to call him Corporate Kane or the Demon Kane or one of these silly names for him. So anyway, Payback, that's Payback. It airs this Sunday live on the WWE Network. If you're like me, I'm in the DC area, but it's going to be in the Baltimore area. I'm not going, but I thought about it and I just thought that, you know what? I don't think it's a worthy show to try to go to.
Not a chance.
I'm sorry, I don't think so, but I will tell you this, a plug for Jim Ross. He will be in Baltimore the night before at Rams Head Live. If you go to jimrosslive.com, they have tickets, I think it's like $22.50 online. They do have a couple of VIPs left, it looks like, for $60. If you wait till the day of the show, it's $25 at the door. I'm thinking about going out and seeing JR.
Very cool.
That I am thinking about doing because
his one man show is, I heard, is something else.
Well, that's what I hear. That and it's one of those things of where, you know, I've met him before. He's a really nice guy, and just to see the show and to see what this show is all about, that'd be kind of cool. There's the one thing, Court Bauer over at MLW, he puts the show on. I guess he helps promote it or whatever. So he's going to be there. I'm hoping to find him. I'd love to meet him as well.
That'd be awesome.
I like the MLW show, so I'd like to meet Court as well. But yeah, so JR, I'm thinking about making the drive and checking it out. I think it's safe in Baltimore now. I don't know. The verdict is still out. Maybe I don't know.
No, I think it is Baltimore.
No, I know it's in Baltimore. Silly, I'm saying maybe is it safe? That's what I was wondering.
Oh, safe. I'm sure. You know what? I'm sure it's fine.
God damn, Chris, what are you nodding off over there? I know I'm probably boring everybody else. Now I'm boring you.
No, I'm good.
With my, is Gary going to Jim Ross or not? I don't know. That's the talk.
Go for it, man.
I'm thinking about it. Maybe. You know, 20 to 50, it's not too much to ask for.
Yeah, that's not too steep.
Yeah, so that's on Saturday. Payback on Sunday. And we got about roughly 5 minutes. We do have a hard out. So for the people listening live, and for the podcast people, so now the show will be around 55 to 57 minutes every week. We have a hard out because for the live folks, we have the outside interference show right on, you know, on us live afterwards. They're going to be interviewing a bunch of Tough Enough candidates, which is pretty cool. They did one of these shows before. It was really good.
It was good.
You can find that on WrestlingInformant.com. And so now Mark Charles, the legal man, he's got a bunch of people lined up for tonight's show. So make sure you check that out coming up in about 4 minutes. So is there anything else, Chris, before we wrap up within 4 minutes that we can fit in? Any other news? I know Ronda Rousey real quick. She says, quote, she's going to find a way to get back to WWE. She was on the MMA Hour, Ariel Helwani talking about, you know, her busy schedule, her UFC contract. Dana White says, absolutely, she's not wrestling in the WWE. But maybe,
of course,
maybe Ronda Rousey has other things in mind. But she says, quote, I'm going to find a way, somehow, some way, someday. I just have no clue when. I'm willing to find a way to get back in there. I don't know how it would be possible in the foreseeable future. It's definitely not possible for a very, very long time. I have an extremely full schedule. But I think that tells me she's probably going to jump in there at some point. And quite frankly, you know, the phrase is thrown around, but I think that's best for business. I want to see her back in the,
I do too.
You know, back on the show. So
absolutely.
Let's see here. Real quick. Did you hear anything about this Owen Hart DVD they want to put out? Did you hear anything about this?
I did not.
Okay. Yeah. Supposedly, allegedly there's a rumor, the rumor mill out there.
Oh, yeah, the rumors
that there may be an Owen Hart DVD, and I guess Martha Hart is flipped out about it. I think she issued a statement saying she has nothing to do with it, wants nothing to do with it, doesn't want it to come out or something to that degree. So there you go.
Done. Wow.
Yeah.
what do you say about that? There's really nothing to say.
I mean, that's her husband, you know, I mean.
Right.
But at some point, I got to think that, you got to honor him in some way. Maybe even if she's not fully on board with it, I still think maybe you want to honor him in some way. That's how I feel. Maybe that's just the fan in me coming out, perhaps. I don't know. So.
I don't know either.
Yeah. So that's out there. I know the NXT special is next week. Any quick matches? Have they announced a lot of matches for the show or what?
They haven't. And with Sami Zayn going out with his shoulder, I don't know what they're going to do for the championship.
So it's in jeopardy.
No idea. Yeah. And I think Hideo Itami's out too, so that could even jeopardize the triple threat for the number one contender.
Who's Finn Balor fighting at the show? Anybody?
Well, he was in the triple threat with Hideo Itami and Tyler Breeze.
All right. Well, maybe you just merge Balor and Breeze with Owen and do a triple threat.
Make it a title. And the NXT women's title is on the line. It's Sasha Banks defending against Becky Lynch.
Oh, good. Yeah. Becky Lynch, she's been cutting some strong promos on the TV, man. I like that stuff.
Yeah, she has.
I do.
Absolutely has.
Yeah. So that's very good. Well worth going out of your way to see. I think it was the last show. She had cut this promo and I thought it was just really good. She talked about how she was, you know, determined. She's in NXT and she's going to do some good things. And I really thought that was just a strong, strong showing from her. That show, out of a lot of the shows on the network, that's one well worth going out of your way to see.
Definitely. Check it out every week. Watch the Takeover special next week. You won't be disappointed.
Absolutely.
And this Friday, I know we're cutting short on time, but this Friday night on iPay-Per-View is a Ring of Honor Global Wars.
Give me the top three matches.
Up with New Japan. All right, we got the ROH All-Stars, which is the Briscoes, Roderick Strong, and War Machine versus the Bullet Club.
Yep.
We got Jay Lethal defending against Tetsuya Naito, the World TV title. And we got, Michael Elgin versus Tanahashi.
Ah, fantastic.
And there's a lot more. This is a stacked card. And in fact, this week, last night and tonight, they did their War of the Worlds live from the ECW arena.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, are you going to order this show on Friday?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, let's earmark some time next week where you can run down the full thing with the results. Maybe we can kind of just tag it up where we talk about the results of the War of the Worlds and the Global Wars all in one segment for next week's show, okay?
Yep, we'll do that.
Very good. Real quick, final moments here. Speaking of shows, Outside Interference up next live. Podcast people, all that means for you is go to our website, WrestlingInformant.com. Outside Interference, along with the other podcasts, the Three Count Thursday, Ring Geeks, New Blood Rising Podcast, Squared Circle, they're all up there. Check them all out, and including, guys, the Joe and Alan Experience. We got to plug the Joe and Alan Experience because they're doing some fantastic things as well. We just posted a show on our podcast feed of them covering the Royal Rumble 92. Have you heard it yet?
I have not heard that one yet, no. That is on my list.
Fantastic. Well, check it out. It's a good one. And they're giving away an autographed picture of Ric Flair. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. I thought that is so cool.
I know you're not a Facebook guy, but they're doing something on Facebook. If you find them on Facebook, I think we have the link on our Twitter somewhere. You go and like that photo and you share it with some people, and that's it. You get a chance to win the Ric Flair photo. I think it ends in like a week, the contest. So very good, huh?
Oh, absolutely. That is so cool.
All right, Chris, where can they find you on Twitter?
At Chris McManamy and at HC Tech Show.
All right. At PW Informant on Twitter. Check us out. Outside Interference is next, everybody. Stay tuned, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.
Wrestling Informant 24/7. WrestlingInformant.com.